Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Inside the Nuha. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined in our coaching spotlight here by Kelly Nash from Long Island University. And once again, remind you that Inside the Nuha is sponsored by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for more information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. Kelly, we welcome you in. We've enjoyed talking hockey with you the last couple of seasons here on the program and making your visit. Now, in your fourth season, great achievements through your first three seasons. Seems like a little bit more of a challenge this year just by virtue of the fact that you got hit pretty hard there with graduation. You lost a number of players from a year ago and had to retool things here.
Yes. Well, first, thank you for having me again. Always enjoy the conversations with you. But yeah, I think some more ups and downs this season for sure than we've experienced in years past. But I think figuring out a little bit larger of a learning curve for us here, and I think a lot of players in different roles and responsibilities this season than in previous years. But on the plus side, still a decent chunk of season left, and I do think that we're starting to kind of hit a good turning point and people starting to get in their grooves and everything here. So excited to see what the second half stretch has in store for us.
Offensively, I'm not surprised to see the name from week to week with Grace Babington. She's your leading scorer right now. She was the second leading scorer a year ago at 24 points, and already 18 points through 24 games this season to lead the offense.
Yeah, no, Grace has stepped up for us big time, and she has since she's gotten here. And I think we expected it again this season for her, and she expects it of herself. I think a little slow to start off the season for us. But I mean, she is one of our, you know, she's always first on the ice and last off, and always committed to her own development. And it's really shown and reflected in games, and especially even more so as of late. And I think she's really stepped into a great leadership role for our team, also with being the only junior assistant captain on our team this season. I think the team looked up to her in years past because of what she brought on the ice. And so I think just going into her junior year, people continue to look up to her off the ice as well to help lead this team.
And you mentioned about the players taking on, and that's really what it's all about in terms of your team development, taking on different roles from year to year and stepping up. Also, right there, 1, 2, 3 on the score sheet there, you've got Drew, I hope I don't pronounce it wrong, Dichkowski, and Paige Vreeman, and they were, I guess, a little bit more limited, but now getting the opportunity, and both of them have almost doubled their point totals from a year ago.
Yeah, Drew Dichkowski has definitely stepped up in big ways for us. Again, although only a sophomore, I do think we kind of expected that. And similar to Grace, I mean, I guess with our whole team, I think we were just a little bit kind of slower from the start to kind of like get comfortable in their new roles and everything. But now I think they're all hitting their stride. And Paige has just dealt with so many injuries on and off that over the past few years, I think we would have seen her in this similar light in previous years if she had gotten as much ice time she's getting this year. So it's been just really great to see her crushing it on the ice for our team and enjoying it all and everything, and obviously wearing a C on her jersey, her and Ryan Kearns, and they've just been incredible leaders for this team this year, especially with it being a harder season with ups and downs. It's always harder to be a leader in those positions, and they didn't wear letters before, and they've handled it with grace and just have been really great to the team as leaders.
You mentioned about Paige, and I noticed once again, just getting ready to talk today, she was limited to just 14 games a year ago, so just given health and an opportunity.
Yeah, she's really stepped up for us all scenarios, 5v5. She's a big penalty killer for us also. We do a leaderboard every week for most block shots over a weekend, and she's grinding it out and really wanting to get up there when that leaderboard after a weekend. She's always like maybe one short each weekend, but it's cool. It's kind of, she's obviously, you know, producing points wise, but even in the other areas that we value, she's really putting in the work to try it and lead in those areas as well.
And you knew you had to do once again some retooling, rebuilding, and restructuring on the team. Defensively, a name that jumps out is a freshman, is Addison Robillard on the blue line. Looks like you got a good one there. Has she even exceeded your expectations as to how well she seems to have been able to play for you?
Yeah. Addie is really, I mean, she's been great. I think we knew she was going to be great for us. But again, it's always hard, I think, first year transition from club hockey to Division One. But she did not show any kind of hardships. And, you know, she brings light energy. She's kind of goofy, silly. The team loves her. But she goes all out in practices and in games. And it's really, really showing and contributing to some of the success we've had so far this season. And she's been extremely reliable for us and kind of a go-to in all scenarios. And I think what's fun about her is, like, she's having a great season, but her ceiling is just so high. So we're just excited to see where she can continue to develop. And she puts in all the time and effort to and into her own development, whether, you know, it's on the ice, coming up to skills, lots of individual video sessions, just extremely coachable kid. And she's been really fun to watch this year.
And in goal, you had a couple of experienced netminders returning, and most recently, this past weekend, you got a great performance on Saturday to bounce back and split the weekend from Victoria Rutnick. What about the goaltending position as it shapes up now? Well, both of you netminders have got pretty solid numbers here as you hit the stretch run.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would say we have a competitive goalie lineup with the three that we have here this season. Mm-hmm. Clara and Vic, obviously, going into their junior years, have a bit more experience just with our routine and being here the last couple of years, even if they didn't see as many games, to be able to kind of step into some more opportunities this year. And, I mean, Clara's been huge for us this season also. Pretty consistent, and then Vic has also, you know, really stepped up when she's in, and so it's been great to kind of see them both flourish. And honestly, our first year, Ida Huber, you know, we always talk about healthy competition and practice, and those three bring it, but at the same time, they're teammates and obviously, like, hype each other up also. But Ida had a huge win for us earlier this season against Sacred Heart. At a time, we were like, we really need this, and we need someone to step up. And it's hard to do as a first-year goalie who's not seeing that much ice time. So I think just credit to the three of them and the work they put in each week. And, you know, when their name's called for game time, they all come ready to play.
No doubt. And noticed last weekend you bounced back against Assumption. You got a split for the weekend, and a great show of your hockey family there. It said very strong alumni contingent that turned out. That must have been exciting for you, Kelly, and highlighting the achievement. I'm just once again noting the 7 years of the program and the three regular season titles, two tournament titles, and already have been to the NCAA tournament, a place you aspire to get back to. But great to see what's building there with your program.
Yeah, thank you. It's always fun to bring the alums back. And I think for us coaches and for the alums, that we tell them, like, it's exciting to kind of build it how we want to. And each year we kind of talk about or throw out some different things just to try to add in something different. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're trying to create an environment that people enjoy being at while they're here and that they want to come back to. So honestly, yeah, it was kind of rewarding actually to see all the alums here this past Saturday, even if it was a little celebration. But it was fun to get to hang out with all of them and, you know, they cheered us on the whole game and everything. I think I heard them chanting some things during the game, also maybe on some of the calls that were made, which was fun. But yeah, it was great, and it's definitely, I think, one of the most rewarding things as a coach is the relationships that you build when they're here and then afterwards also, and kind of getting to connect with them and see what everybody's up to in life after.
And as far as the league race right now, you were 3-0 heading toward toward Christmas in league play. You had lost four outside of the conference, two pretty tough road series. But now, I guess the silver lining is you get exclusively into league play right now, is the fact that you're starting to gain ground. You're 3-1 your last four, and seem to be primed to make a move. And I also noted that you made your move right around the same time last year, trying to bring you a little good luck, Kelly. But I noted what January 17th you were at Assumption, and you had that great 12-2-1 run. Easy for me to say, down the stretch of the season. So you have had some second half surges and some success here. I'm sure you're looking to replicate that.
Yes, we are definitely looking to replicate that. And I just think it's time. But I will say, like, this team has been extremely impressive, even with the ups and downs and some really hard losses and learning experiences. They come back ready to work every Monday. You know, they listen, they focus, they're engaged in what we're talking about. And I think that's really hard to do. I think it's, you know, it's obviously easier when you're winning. And that's how it's been the last few years. So I think to see, you know, how the team has responded each weekend has, you know, been in itself a great experience, and I think is something that is going to, you know, really help us for this last push here and hoping to, you know, kind of replicate what we did last season.
You know, we probably talked about this before. One of the things, and I don't know why people don't look at it more, that's their problem, not mine, thank you. But I always look at the discrepancy with the penalty situation, you know, how many advantage situations to disadvantage. And it looks like penalty situation has been, my gosh, you've been minus 24, the power play to the PK. I'm sure that's something you're looking to work on, to not give up as many PK situations. Sorry to bring that up, but it was just kind of jumped out at me a little bit. Sorry.
It's known. It's not even an elephant in the room. Everyone's
right.
Aware. Our team's aware. And it's something we're working on, and we know it's been hurting us. And so we're figuring how to adjust. I will say, like, I do think the officiating has been better for the most part of this season in our conference, but there's some one-off weekends that are quite frustrating for sure. You know, we're growing, we're learning over here. You know, I think we quickly learned this last week with how many calls or how many penalties we took on Friday, and then limited a little bit more on Saturday. We're working on it, Bernie.
Okay, all right, get back to me on that. I'll be following the ratio there right now. That's right. I was going to say, that's one that makes coaches crazy when you look at something like that and say, my gosh, we're killing way too many. We're not getting as many up, and we're killing way too many. And, of course, the effect that that has overall on your team. You know, you're wearing out your best players, too. You know, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but, I mean, that becomes an issue, too, where your players are just that much more taxed, your PK people, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you're penalty killing and you kill them all, then you get this great momentum from it. But for us, we're getting penalties and getting scored on, so it's not a good combo for us right now, so we're figuring that out.
Exactly. I know, once again, I think you were, what, 86% a year ago, and I know you're trying to, you know, try to work toward that number. And just be careful about these great second halves, and I wish you another one. But my, of course, mentor, Coach Jack Parker, now I can say HHOF 25, Jack Parker, of course, who's been inducted in the Hall of Fame. And people would talk to him over the years, Kelly, and say, my gosh, your team, they really take off the second half of the year around the bean pot. They get better. And his standard answer was, very simple, I stopped coaching them.
I like the energy you're bringing to us here. This is good.
Yeah. He would always say that. He says, yeah, I just leave them alone, and that's why they play better. So, yeah, that might be part of it, you know. That's you know, you're coming down too hot, and you got to back off a little bit. But,
At some point, you got to let
them
play.
Exactly. Hopefully you got a good run in you, similar to last season. And also, one of the other things that jumps out with your roster, you seem to have, boy, you got a great Austrian connection, and that has been sustained. You got a veteran with Lisa Schroffel. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. My Austrian's a little weak, but she got the big goal for you in the 1-0 game on Saturday to secure that split, and with Assumption. And I notice that you've brought in another. You've got Emma, and now you got Laura Nagy coming in as a freshman. So you got good lines there to Austria. Good communication there.
Yeah, good connection for us there, and yeah, Emma and Lisa have been amazing there, obviously, in their senior year. They've been amazing for us here, and honestly, so fun to coach and have a part of the program. And Emma was huge for us last season. She obviously was injured for quite a while and came back end of November here for us this year. So we've been super excited to have her back, and then. Bringing in Laura also has been great, and it's just it's kind of wild to think she's only in first year. She's very, very mature. She also hangs out with Emma and Lisa all the time, and they're seniors, and she's a first year. And I always am like, oh wow, it's so crazy they're far apart in age. They've all three of them great. We love the connection. So looking to continue the recruiting efforts overseas for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, and you'll be fluent in Austrian then anyway. You have a different dialect there that you'll be able to speak. Keep it going. As long as you're getting good players from there, whatever it takes, right, Kel? You know, right?
Yes, exactly.
100%. And up next, you got Stonehill. You'll be coming, close to me. You'll be coming to the Boston area this weekend. And Stonehill currently, they're 11-5-2 overall. And saw them back on Halloween weekend. A couple of tight ones with them. You tied and lost, I think, the second night. Your thoughts as you get ready for the challenge, getting on the road and a couple of big league games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stonehill's always been a great series since they joined the conference. And I think even with not coming out on the winning side earlier in the season, we felt like we were starting to play some better hockey than we had maybe the couple weekends before that. I think our team just looks forward to playing them. It's generally just a good hockey game for both teams, and so I think we're excited for that. Very cold ice arena for sure.
Oh yeah,
doesn't bother our players obviously, but we might be in some winter jackets over there. But yeah, should be an exciting weekend. We're looking forward to playing them for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Leave fashion at the door and dress functionally, I like to say, when you're in those situations, you know. Make sure you got your warmest coat on behind the bench there to run things this weekend.
Yes, definitely.
No doubt. Kelly, thanks very much. Great catching up with you, as always, here on Inside the Neuha. And, hope to be talking again. We'll have our playoff edition, and it would be great to be talking again down the road. That'll mean you've had a great second half.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Kelly Nash, our guest here, our coaching spotlight on Inside the Neuha. And Inside the Neuha is sponsored by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for information on all their current programs and future program offerings coming up, go to bodybyboyle.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Neuha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. I'm Caitlin Beal, joined today by LIU sophomore forward Drew Dykowski. Welcome to Inside the Neuha. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Excited for today's conversation. But of course, we're going to start with some fast facts just to get to know you. So just first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have any pregame rituals?
I would say a little bit. I like to do kind of an individual warm up on my own, and while I'm warming up, like, I'll have a little snack, and then I'll watch the rest of the girls play sewer, And then once we finish our whole team warm up, I like to sit in the stands for a few minutes and I listen to the same song every time when I'm sitting in the stands.
What song is it?
It's actually like a house music song. It's called Turn On The Lights.
Okay, I've
And it's just
never heard
like,
of it.
it's a really upbeat song. I don't know. It kind of gets me focused though, just like the beat of it. So.
That's good. Would you consider yourself superstitious?
Honestly, no. Like, if I were to miss like something slightly, I wouldn't be like super freaked out or anything. So,
Okay, that's good.
yeah.
Do you have a favorite professional player?
Ooh. On the women's side, I would say Marie Philip Poulin. She's obviously extremely impressive, like major role model for young girls. And honestly, I don't have a favorite NHL player, but I do have a favorite NHL team. I am a Detroit Red Wings fan, so
Okay, I was gonna say, because you're from Michigan, so that's probably
yes,
your team.
yeah.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a 9-year-old Newfoundland, very big dog. His name is Blue. And I also have a cat named Frankie, and they kind of look alike, so it's funny. They always say like, oh, like they're actually siblings. And then recently, my stepdad actually just got into the police program, so now we have a police dog named Cody, and she's a black lab. So,
Oh my gosh, I love black labs. My family's only had black labs. They're so cute.
yeah, she's adorable.
So are they all back home in Michigan?
Yeah. But actually, Cody will be here this weekend as my parents are going. So she traveled with.
Long road trip.
Yeah.
That'll be nice, though. I'm sure you miss them. I mean, I always miss my dog when I'm away.
Definitely. Yeah. I get worried that they're gonna forget about me.
That's like the biggest fear, isn't it? And okay, last question. Do you have any hockey pet peeves?
Ooh. Hockey pet peeves. I would say, like, of other people, like when other people do this, I'm like, ooh, like it peeves
Yeah.
me. Or, okay, yeah. I would say, like, calling for the puck when you're not open. Like,
Okay.
people who just like love to yell and be like, here, but like they're not open. I'm like, it's not really helping me. So, yeah,
Yeah,
probably
no, that's a good one. I feel like in any
that.
sport, just anyone calling for the ball, the puck, anything, it's like, why you're not open.
Yeah. But I'm
That's
guilty of it sometimes too. I think everyone does it a little bit unintentionally, but yeah, probably
yeah, for
that.
sure. That's a good one. Okay, I lied. One more question. I saw that one
Okay.
of your favorite athletes is Simone Biles. Are you a gymnastics fan?
So actually, prior to starting hockey, I was very, very into gymnastics. I wasn't on a team, but I would go to like open gym and I loved all the flips, the tumbling, the acro. So I really got into that prior to hockey. And growing up, I remember I'm pretty sure I had Simone Biles' book. Like I was a major fan of her. And I think if I didn't play hockey, that probably would have been the other sport that I pursued. So
So what ages were you when you were doing gymnastics?
I was pretty young, like maybe 8 to 10 years old, like during that time.
And then you
I
started
was
hockey right after.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I grew up doing gymnastics, so I can definitely relate. Love Simone
Yeah. She's
Biles.
incredible.
Yeah, for sure. Now, kind of going off of that, so what got you into hockey?
So while I was in my gymnastics era, my older sister, Annika, she's 3 years older than me, she was playing hockey and she got into it through one of her school friends, actually. And they were just playing at our local hockey rink. And I started to become like a rink rat. Like I would run around the rink, hang out with like the younger kids and even like the older teenagers. I just loved being at the rink. And that was when I think I kind of was like, okay, like maybe I should try this for myself too. And I think like as soon as I got into it, I fell in love with it. And then I kind of just stuck with it from there.
Was that your main sport growing up?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And do any, like, does your sister still play hockey?
She actually just graduated last year from Trinity College, but She played Division III for 4 years.
Oh, wow. So it kind of runs in the family. Was there much of a hockey culture where you're from in Michigan?
I would say, like, yes. I think it's definitely grown a lot too as I got older. I think, yeah, the culture grew with it. But at first, like, at least where I grew up, it was pretty peculiar to be playing like a girl playing hockey. That wasn't very common. But I noticed that with age, it was like, oh yeah, like I heard she plays hockey too. So that was really cool. I definitely think, yeah, with my age, it grew a lot more in the state.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and especially now with the PWHL, I feel like the sport is only growing. So hopefully it's a lot more common, like for younger girls there. And I know you said you're a Red Wings fan. Did you go to many games growing up?
Honestly, not a ton. I did get to see a game at the old arena, Joe Louis, so that was really cool. But because I played for the Little Caesars program, we actually sold 50-50 raffle tickets at those games. And so that was a really, really cool experience. You got to be in the arena and we would kind of like sneak in and watch some of the games. So that was a really fun part of playing for that organization. Super cool experience. But yeah, I think when I got older, I started to go to them more too because I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure once you really committed to it's more fun watching it at that point. And so I'm curious because Long Island is pretty far away. So what brought you out to Long Island?
Well, I think once I realized that I wanted to play hockey at a higher level, like the distance didn't really matter for me. I kind of was always someone who was independent. Like I was totally okay with doing things on my own. So to be honest, that like transition of moving away from home was not that difficult for me. And I think knowing all of the, seeing all the opportunities that were here on the island, like you get a little bit of everything. Like you have the beach, you have New York City, like you can go to the Hamptons. I was like, how could I want to go anywhere else? Like I can play hockey and have so much fun outside of hockey as well too here.
Yeah, had you been able to visit the campus and stuff before you committed?
So I committed kind of late, technically. I committed the beginning of my senior year of high school. It was September, and I was talking to Coach Kelly Nash in the summer, and then I visited in September. And to be quite honest, the campus was not what I expected, like in the best way possible. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. Like I love it here. And I think 3 or 4 days after I made the call and I committed.
No, and you make a great point of having kind of the best of both worlds because you're not fully in the city, so you still get that campus feel, but have you been able to explore much of the city?
We have whenever we have off days or in the spring and stuff, we like to go for the day. It's really awesome.
Do you have a favorite place you go or activity in the city?
Well, I would have to say shopping. I like to go to Soho and go to all those cool stores, the trendy stores and the cool coffee shops, stuff like that. It's really awesome.
Has the team done any fun, like bonding activities or on off days, like any excursions?
In last year in the spring, we not the city, but we went to the Hamptons, pretty much all of us, and that was really fun. Again, kind of like a shopping lunch day, which was super, super fun. And then I don't know if we've gotten the whole team to go to the city at once, but like we'll go in like bigger groups and kind of do what I said, like grab a coffee shop, stuff like that. And then also last year and this year, actually, just a couple weeks ago, we had the opportunity to volunteer for hockey in Harlem. And so we go and skate right in Central Park on that rink with young kids. And it's amazing. Like, it's such an incredible opportunity. So that is super fun. And I'm really happy we do that as a team.
No, that rink is insane. I've been there once. Like, I'm not a skater by any means. I did not play hockey, but that was pretty incredible skating there.
It's surreal.
Would you say that the team chemistry has come together pretty easily and naturally?
I mean, I think to be quite honest, like any sort of team or culture like does take a little bit of time, but I think like, and you saw it in our first weekend. I'm not sure if you, when we played Delaware, we swept them. Like we had a really good start to our season. So then we were like, okay, like this is great. And obviously our season has been a little bit up and down, especially within the league, but I think it's definitely like a growing process. And with that is like chemistry building, and the culture that we want to establish is like really coming to life now in the second half.
Yeah, that's a good point you make of there's definitely some ups and downs. So how do you guys navigate those of, having a high of winning one weekend and then maybe a loss the next?
I think one good point that Coach Kelly makes often is that I think regardless of how our weekend goes, our team always shows up to practice on Monday. It doesn't matter if we got swept, if we swept, everyone comes ready to work. And I think that is a really good habit for us. Like I think we're consistent. It doesn't matter what happened on the weekend. Like when we're back at the rink on Monday, we're back at the rink and we're ready to work.
No, that's a definitely a great mindset to have of just kind of pushing it behind you. I know like there's like the Ted Lasso quote of be a goldfish and just forget and now I know last season you had a pretty difficult loss in the finals. Do you feel like that's kind of motivated you this season to work harder or fuel you?
Definitely. That was extremely hard to lose that game, especially considering we lost such a big senior class. I think it was like eight or nine of them. So it was really tough, like to have to see them leave that way. And I think I kind of kept that feeling in my heart. Like I was like, I really don't want to feel that way again, especially like the senior class we have now. Like it just, I know how much it means to them. It means to all of us. So yeah, definitely keeping that in the back of my head.
Yeah, for sure. And now this season, your sophomore season, you've already had more points scored, more goals. How have you felt yourself kind of come into your own this season?
I think last year, like it was difficult. Like it was nice in the fact that there weren't really any expectations for you. Like it's kind of like you go out and you do your best. And I think I still had like a pretty consistent and good season, but obviously like it was hard. I wasn't putting up a ton of points and helping the team in that way. But I think this year the biggest shift for me is just like confidence. I would say like knowing that I'm capable of making that play or scoring that goal. Like I think it's just a mindset now. Like I'm like, instead of like, I think I can do it, like I know I can do it. And so I think that's really helped me this year.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, just the sheer amount of reps you get now, having been with the team for 2 years, that definitely, I'm sure, helps build your confidence.
For sure, yeah.
And now, last weekend, you're coming off a split series at Assumption. So, how were you guys able to turn things around and get the win in that second game of the series?
To be quite honest, our first game was pretty rough. I think we all knew that. We had a lot of penalties. I had two that game, which was not good. Not normally like me, but that was a really bad habit for us. And so I think everyone kind of knew, all right, like this is going to lose us games. Like we need to be accountable, like hold ourselves accountable and play simple, right hockey. And so we had our team video Saturday. I think everyone realized like, okay, let's go. And then Saturday we were a lot better. We held ourselves accountable. I think we only had like two or three penalties, and that really helped us win our game, especially because Assumption has such a strong power play. So
Yeah, and I know in that second game, the defense really was strong, lots of blocked shots. Do you think that that was also part of the like taking accountability, not taking the penalties, and just like, blocking the shots instead?
definitely. Yeah, definitely. For sure.
And now this weekend, you're actually already in Massachusetts, but you're playing Stonehill. So has there been anything specific you guys have worked on in practice leading up to this matchup?
Yes, a lot of ozone work because Stonehill has some really great systems. They play good man on man in the zone, so kind of just finding ways to get the puck to the net. But yeah, we've been working on that throughout this week, so.
Do you have any different of a mindset going into this week, or is kind of the mindset just that it's another game?
Well, I think it's like it's redemption. I mean, like last weekend we played them, like they swept us, and obviously that doesn't feel good. So I think just coming in with a winning mentality, a winning mindset, and yeah, I mean, wanting to win for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Like taking the losses and letting it fuel you, as we kind of mentioned. Now, just kind of looking at the season as a whole, I'm curious if you have any goals for yourself for this season.
To be honest, like I've thought about this and like what I want to see out of myself by the time our season ends. But I think like the biggest thing for me, like regardless of statistics, is just like showing up and playing my best game. And that's just working hard, like outworking the other team, winning my puck battles, my puck races. And even if I don't put up a point that night, like I'm not always satisfied, but like I'm gonna be happy with the way I played and helping out my teammates, like whatever we have to do as a team to get the win. But no, I haven't really set out like any specific numbers. I think just I think all that's in the back of my head is winning a new hot championship. So
Yeah, that's definitely something good to keep in the back. But I love what you said of just putting in the work and showing up every day, regardless of numbers, because at the end of the day, like that's all you can do, right?
for sure.
Well, thank you so much to Drew Jaikowski for joining us today on Inside the Newha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.